Welcome to Confessions of a Sales Pro. My very special guest this week is a woman by the name of Kelly Tyen, speaker, coach, and fellow podcaster from Boston, Massachusetts. Kelly is a motivational speaker, a top-rated podcaster, and sought-after transformation coach for women in health, faith, mindset, and personal development. She is a breast cancer survivor, a 4-time national bikini champion, podcast host of her show Addicted to the Climb, as well as the author of her book also entitled Addicted to the Climb. With over 20 years of experience, she has inspired and empowered countless women to break through barriers, overcome challenges, and achieve their wildest dreams. Kelly has been featured in numerous media outlets, including Chronicle, ABC, Oxygen, and the Thrive Journal for Women. Her signature mastermind program, speaking engagements, exclusive membership program are all designed to help women cultivate a strong sense of self by activating their faith, fostering an engaging community, and creating a life of purpose and fulfillment. Kelly's also a proud wife and mother of 2 children. Kelly, welcome to the podcast today.
Well, thank you so much, Ian, for having me. I feel so honored and blessed to be here.
And I know you're busy with, you know, with your business, the new book, your own podcast, with all of the listens and views you're getting, which is fantastic. So on behalf of our listeners, thanks for taking the time to share some insights and expertise with us today. One question I've got to ask you right out of the gate. I'm just so attracted by the name of your podcast, Addicted to the Climb. Why is faith so important to you, and why have you decided to make it a big part of your business, Kelly?
Well, thank you. And I love talking about faith because it really has moved mountains in my life. And I did grow up with a faith family, my mom and dad. I'm an only child, and they really infused faith in me as a little girl. I watched my mom, she had rheumatoid arthritis since I was born, but I watched her get through every obstacle she faced with faith. And I really just took that to heart as I grew up, and I just knew that if my mom had such a strong faith to get through what she went through, I could too. And with Addicted to the Climb, I really base everything I do in my life. I believe life is a climb, and I believe we all need courage to keep climbing higher. And that's what faith does for me. It gives me the hope. It builds my courage, which also builds up our confidence. When we have courage to take that next step, we get more confident that we can do it again. So I know for me, I can't rely on my own strength. I'm weak, and I feel I need my faith in God to just get me through each day. And I want to show women that they don't have to do it alone either. So my faith really has rocked my world, as I say. It's transformed my life, and I couldn't be more thankful for it.
Love your story about your mom, and I share your faith with you, Kelly, for sure. And you talk about the C's, and I think there's 3 of them. Courage to climb, the confidence to climb, and that commitment to keep climbing. So what a wonderful message and positive impact you're having on the world, Kelly. So congratulations on what it is you've decided to do and how you're going about it.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. I really do. Thank you so much.
So how did your upbringing, you mentioned your mom and your dad, you came from a faith-based family, which is wonderful. How did your upbringing shape you into the woman and business leader you've truly become today?
Well, my upbringing, as I said, I am an only child, so they really only had me. Luckily for them, right? But my parents just my parents gave me just so much love. They really did. They were very encouraging people, and they really had a positive outlook on life. I know that's hard to believe that both of them, but they really did mirror that to each other and to me as a child growing up, you know, as a teenager, getting into teenage things. They stood behind me in everything I did, and it just made an imprint on my heart in so many ways when I look back. I lost my mom 6 years ago, but she really paved the way for me in everything I do because of her encouragement, support, and just choosing to be overcomers. My parents really were overcomers of many things. And so I want to be that for women that I lead today. It gave me so much strength along my years that if I can be that for someone today through my coaching, through my trainings, then I've done my job. And I know how much we all need encouragement, but yet we all don't get encouragement from loved ones or people in our circles. So it's up to us to go out and find that. And that's the woman that I really know God created me to be in this world.
I love your whole mindset and your heart of giving back. And we can all think back to some of the treasures and gifts that our parents give us. I would challenge all the listeners to consider that. And some of us are more blessed in that category than others. I know that everyone didn't have a great childhood and need some help with the journey as they go on. I like you, Kelly, I was fortunate to have great parents, definitely instilled love in me and encouragement. I lost my dad 12 years ago, and I hope I don't get emotional, but he was my biggest fan. And to have that and be to recognize it now and to give that back to others, what a purpose. I mean, that is a beautiful thing that you're doing. And so this question, makes me think a little bit about, I probably know the answer. Where does your motivation come from, and how do you stay committed? Because the committed part of this is really important, and motivated to keep on climbing, Kelly.
I love this question so much because people ask me, I was 10 years, I owned a fitness business, and they would always say, how do you stay so motivated to work out? Well, listen, we all know that motivation is a feeling. It really comes and goes. Some days you're motivated to just get at it, get after your work, get after your fitness life or your health. And then there's other days you just don't feel like, and that's okay. It's normal to feel that way. You're not alone. So what I've learned to do over the years to keep myself going, because I've had my ups and downs where I fell off and then had to get back on. And I got so sick and tired of falling off and having to start back up again. I wanted to stay consistent. So I had to start relying on what are my daily habits? What am I doing every day that I want to make habits in my life so I don't have to wait for motivation to come knocking on my door? I wanted to know that I knew for me, I always wanted to be fit and healthy as long as I'm living. So that was one area that I knew motivation wouldn't carry me through. So I had to start just putting my workout clothes on every day, doing something active every day. So it became a habit, like brushing my teeth. I don't think about brushing my teeth anymore. I'm sure we all have heard this before, but you do that out of habit. You don't think about it. You just do it. And that's how I wanted to put, I wanted my workouts to be like that. I wanted my faith to become a habit because I knew faith was so important to me, but I knew I wouldn't always be motivated to go read my Bible or motivated to sit quietly. So I just began to take baby steps, and I started looking at what am I doing during the day that I can set myself up for success. Because on the days I don't feel like it, I want those habits to kick in, not really the motivation. And I believe that, like you said, Ian, that our actions and showing up and being committed to what we said we would do is where it starts. I want to be a woman of integrity, and I want to lead by example, because if I'm out here leading women to be healthy and fit and have faith, I have to do that myself. So I really had to train myself and really zone in on the habits I'm forming. What am I doing during the day? So then I can teach that and lead by example.
Love what you said, Kelly. Habits versus event. There's a huge difference. And I love what you said about the consistency around that, right? Not just occasional. When it makes sense, when you're in a good mood, when you feel the vibe of the world, then you'll be happy and positive and motivated. No. I love the slogan, it's not have a good day, it's make it a good day. And that make it is action. That means it's on us. to do that. So there, we can find our, we can manufacture, I think this is what you're talking about, we can manufacture our own motivation. We don't need to listen to a podcast or read a book. We can have our own habits lead us into a motivated day. And when you're motivated, things happen far easier than when you're not. And it's a struggle. You have to get dressed. You have to go to work. You have to drive somewhere. But if you're motivated, all those things become just second nature, as you said, like brushing your teeth. And it's not always easy, as you're kind of pointing out. Everyone's got, you know, some struggles that they face. So you have faced many obstacles in your life, Kelly, obviously, and you write about them in your new book. What advice would you give someone facing a very traumatic experience right now, or even going through some tough, hard times, hard obstacles right now, Kelly?
Well, thank you for mentioning my book. I'm very excited to share that. And I have been through many obstacles in my life. And what I've done over the years was I had to create a mantra, to be honest, and I needed it to be written everywhere so I could see it, because we have that negative voice that really tries to take us down, especially when we're in the thick of things, when we're facing our fears or going through a death or a divorce, all the things that we go through in life. So my mantra, I would love to share it with your listeners because I think it's so important and it's really changed my own life. And it says, I will not be defeated by my inner negative voice. And I really have put that on repeat over the last couple of years when that negative voice comes up or when I'm facing a setback, because I believe that if I choose to say I will not be defeated, that's where my strength and courage increases instantly. It's a decision that we get to make when we're facing a setback or going through an obstacle, and it's a choice to move forward. You know, when I lost my mom, like I said, 6 years ago, that was my rock bottom. Now, I've been through breast cancer as well, as you said in the beginning, and that was another rock bottom. But more presently, the losing my mother was so traumatic for me. And there came a point in my life I had to say, Kelly, are you going to stay down? Are you going to just keep crying? Or are you going to get back up on your feet and just take a step forward today? So I try to tell people when they're going through things, don't think about how am I going to make it through life? How am I going to make it through the next month? Just think about the step you can take right now in this moment that will muster up a little bit of courage in you so you can do it again tomorrow. And really, that's how I get through everything that I've gone through. I try to take a step. I try to talk to myself and tell myself that I won't be defeated by that inner negative voice. And then there's a question you can ask yourself. You know, people always say, what's the worst that can happen? But a friend of mine said to me the other day, Kelly, what's the best that can happen? Mm-hmm. So when you're facing, right, when you're facing tough times, if you stay, what's the worst that can happen? You're going to stay stuck. What is the best that can happen if I just take a step forward? If I just go outside and clean out my head and clear my thoughts so I can move forward? And that really changed things for me. I believe when we're going through things, it's time to choose you. Say, how can I make myself better? Because nobody can make you feel better. Nobody can go through your pain except for you. But it's all about choosing you and wanting to take a step forward. That's really how I do things. And I really focus on trying to diminish my fears and increase my faith. Because again, faith is everything to me. And that's really, again, how I get through all my fears, all my obstacles, and my setbacks.
I love what you're talking about. That, and we all, listeners, we all have that inner voice. That inner, as Kelly talked about, negative voice, the one that could be not on our team, the one that's raising doubt, fear, and anxiety in our thinking. And, you know, it's going to say it to us from time to time. When that happens to me, I like to think about three positive things right away, because I notice I catch myself having that doubt, having that fear, whatever it is. So, you know, what things am I grateful of? What things am I proud of? What things do I look forward to? And right away, flipping the script to a positive mindset instead of, you know, something that's trying to haunt you. And if we're going through hard times, something I've done, Kelly, like yourself, breaking it down, instead of going, how am I ever going to climb this mountain? How am I going to get through this thing called life? Well, let's think of it as one day at a time. In fact, if the pressure is really on, 1 hour at a time. What can I do in the next hour that will help get me closer to what I'm trying to get done, my goals, my life aspiration? I like what you said about happiness. And I've come to believe that, I think we share this idea, happiness is an inside job. It's not up to anyone else to show up at our door. Hi, this is Mr. Happy here. I'm here to sing you a song and make you happy. That doesn't happen. We have to sing our own song. So we have to be the director of our own happiness and not subscribe to it. So I love what you're talking about, the mantra, Kelly. Listen, you've been through a lot of things in your life, and I'm really looking forward to reading your book, by the way. I'm sure many of our listeners are too. You are a breast cancer survivor. So like, oh, thank God. How did you get through it? And how has your life changed since that happened to you, Kelly?
Well, it was a really hard moment in time. So let me take you back. I've been a breast cancer survivor about 15 years, which is very exciting to say. But right 2 months before I was opening my fitness business, I had committed to opening a boot camp. I called it Kelly's Boot Camp for Women. And 2 months before I opened the door, I got the call, Kelly, you have cancer. I was driving with my two-year-old in the back seat. So for me, I was so not only shocked, I felt defeated. And it was one of the hardest moments I've ever had to go through with my own thoughts. Because here I was, getting ready to open the doors of a fitness business. I was the healthy one. I was going to lead all the women in a boot camp. Yeah. And here I was with the diagnosis. I have cancer. So, Ian, I had a lot of shame around that and guilt of what did I do wrong? How am I going to face these women with a cancer? And I really had to, at that moment, snap myself out of this negative spiral of thoughts that I was going down. And like we already talked about, I didn't have the mantra then. I wish I did, but I used my faith. I had to really lean in on my faith, the way I was brought up, that if my mom got through the things she got through, then I can definitely stomp on this cancer and keep moving forward. And that's really what I chose to do. Like we've been talking about through this whole conversation, it's really about us making a choice and saying, I'm going to stay in this and I'm going to be sad, or I'm going to just move forward and just keep going and keep climbing, as I say, in life, because we can't stop climbing or else we're going backwards. And I know none of us here, we don't want to go backwards. We want to move forward, even though we're going through things such as breast cancer. So I decided to show up for these women. I knew that they would help me mentally by showing up for me as much as I was showing up for them. So it really, when I look back, it was such a win-win situation that God had his hand on. And I knew that God's timing of it all was perfect, because I don't know how I would have been if I didn't have the boot camp business starting and going through the breast cancer at the same time. But I want you to know it was really hard. I don't want you to think I'm some superhuman, because I'm not. I had my cry. I did have my pity party. I had to battle every day in my thoughts. But at the end of the day, I will say that I chose faith over fear every single minute, you know, at 3 a.m. when the fear would creep in of, oh my gosh, Kelly, what's going to happen next? Because you never know when you're going through cancer what the outcome will be. Only God knows that. So I had to really rely strongly on my faith. And that's how I got through it. That's how I got through all these years. And I know God has me, and I'm so thankful for it.
That's such a beautiful story. 15 years ago, so congratulations. Some of the things you did, just to summarize a little bit there, is you leaned in on your faith. You didn't walk away from it. And so that's leadership, that's commitment. I love where you got your inspiration. You got your inspiration from your mom. And I might cry again, but I'll try not to. And what you're doing with that beautiful inspiration, Kelly, is you're now sharing that with others. So that's the pay it forward model. That's a beautiful thing to be doing, and you keep climbing to this day. Again, Kelly, I want to thank you so much on behalf of all the listeners today, folks. Just a summer, Kelly Tynan, speaker, coach, fellow podcaster of the top rated podcast, Addicted to the Climb. You can find it on LinkedIn. Her new book coming out with the same name, Addicted to the Climb. Kelly, thank you so much today on behalf of the listeners. Before we let you go, how can our listeners reach out to get a hold of you? Or they want to know about your programs or your book. How can they best get a hold of you?
Thank you again so much. Honestly, this was an honor and a blessing for me. So I'm just so appreciative. You can reach me on LinkedIn with my name, Kelly Tynan, on Instagram and Facebook. Same, just Kelly Tynan. My website is kellytynan.com. And I do have a faith-based women's mastermind launching in the fall, which the waitlist is open for that. So if you're interested, you can just DM me, and it's on my LinkedIn as well in my bio. And my book is out on Amazon. And as you said, my podcast is up on all podcast channels. So thank you so much.
Again, Kelly, thank you. And thank you all for listening to Confessions of a Sales Pro.
If you have found this episode informative and helpful, we would be honored and appreciative if you would share this podcast with other great salespeople like yourself. And we look forward to you joining us for all new episodes weekly, every Thursday. Please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. If you'd like us to help you grow your sales commissions, visit us at salesmentoryou.com. Confessions of a Sales Pro. Less sins, more wins. With Ian Selby.